at times it's becoming farcical. You have to really feel for these players and management. This isn't normal in any shape or form. This is not a Lions tour as we know
it. For the best Lions coverage this summer, subscribe to the OTB Rugby podcast stream on the OTB Sports app.
Alan, good morning to you. How are you?
Morning, lads. How are you?
You're very good. All of a sudden, Conor Murray's gone from captain of the entire thing to looking in from the outside, and the calls for Ali Price, particularly from the English media, are very, very powerful. It looks like somebody somewhere has been given a leak that Ali Price might be about to start.
Yeah, he's under pressure, no doubt. I think the South African A game on Wednesday didn't go well for all those Lions players, not just Conor Murray. I think it's probably the pace and tempo, but when you're playing a side that you're winning by nearly 50 points, they beat the Stormers 49-3. Of course, your scrum half is going to look well and look good. And he's a good player, Price, to be fair. And so is Gareth Davies. They're probably a little bit different than Conor. They probably have a little bit more zip and sniping ability around the size of the rucks than Conor. But it's amazing. Look at what happened, Peter Mahoney.
Is this
he's captain at first. It's a tricky one for him.
It is tricky. We've a clip of Warren Gatland talking about the captaincy situation as well, which I think feeds into a little bit of the doubts that there are about Conor Murray at the moment. So let's play you this clip and we'll have a go at that. No, we actually don't have that clip. Right, okay. It is tricky because with that pressure and with the absence of the captaincy, I think it's not guaranteed that he's going to get picked. Tell me, he's in your team though. You've named a team for us. You've gone Vunipola, Ken Owens, Furlong, Itoje, Alan Wynne-Jones, Curry, Tyburn, Faletau, Murray and Bigger, Henshaw and Daly, Van der Merwe, Liam Williams and Anthony Watson. That's correct? That's your team?
Yeah, I suppose people would say, why isn't Josh Adams in it? Again, he scored loads of tries and he's a brilliant player, big work rate. But I've gone for Van der Merwe because of his power and physicality. And, just obviously, if you were to dissect every player's ability, you'll find little weaknesses. And probably his, maybe, if the South Africans kick a lot in behind him, his turning ability and all that. But I think Henshaw was the foreign player going into the tour. Okay, he'd didn't have a lot of involvements the other night in against the Stormers, but I think he deserves to start. I think he's a big game player. He's mentally tough and strong. He knows Dia Linde inside out, I suppose, and has played against him a couple of times this year and before. Tyburn, I think he's just got better and better as the tour has gone on. He's carried that form from the Six Nations. Furlong is probably the only guaranteed starter we have. He's definitely going to start. But I would start Conor Murray because I'm not... If they're looking back at these games and they... And it's a type of game they want to play. Are they going to try and move the ball around a bit? They've probably held a fair bit back, I would imagine, the Lions. They've stuttered. They were physically put under a lot of pressure last Wednesday against the South African A side. And I just think you're making a guy captain 2 or 3 weeks ago and suddenly not picking him on the team now. Of course, Gatlin can make big calls and he's made big calls before. Look at what happened to Dricko in 2013. So I think I'd go with him at the start and I'd have that impact off the bench with Davies or with Ali Price to come on. I've also went for Ken Owens. Luke Cowan-Dickie was brilliant the other night again, but I go back to what I said. It's a very dominant performance right across the board. They're playing a weak team and they win convincingly. I think Ken Owens' brute force and physicality and his scrummaging ability will be really important because the South Africans will go after him in the scrum. But look, Jerry, you're splitting hairs with so many players here, particularly in Gatland. Warren Gatland has said to himself, the back three and the back row, maybe the second rows. Itoje is probably nailed on the second row. But, to be fair, Henderson could easily start with Itoje and do a really good job there. He's probably a bit unlucky that Alan Wynne-Jones has come back. But if you're bringing Alan Wynne-Jones back into the squad, I think he'll put him back into the team.
Yeah, it feels that way. And it looked like Beard's performance maybe I don't know if it's off the bench or if it's just that the impact that he's had, but Beard has been sensational. And so it's hard to know if Henderson is even third at the moment. And then Courtney Laws gets in the squad because he covers a back row position as well. And then that means if Courtney Laws is your bench player, does that mean Tadhg Byrne gets in the team? He's in your team, but Hamish Watson isn't. That's like that's where he'd be concerned.
Yeah. Yeah, I think Hamish Watson is a very good player, and again, he played really well the other night, but I just go on the opposition. They've had six dominant performances here, and there's been lots of mistakes and concerns in those performances. They've won five of them and lost the South African gay game, but every other game, they were very, very dominant on the front foot. So it's going to be totally different kettle of fish on Saturday. I just think Jack Conan off the bench would be a real impact, particularly with his ball-carrying ability and his reading of the game. He's very close to starting, but I think Warren Gatland will go with Faletau at number eight. But you could put Curry six as well, and you could put Hamish Watson start him on the team, and I'd have no problem with that. Well, I would have a problem because I think Byrne deserves to start, but you know, it'd still be a very strong back row. But I think the bench is going to be really, really important, the impact off the bench. And you know, because they're going to be pretty intense. The concern from South Africa's point of view is, you know, they haven't been able to prepare very well. So the Lions have had six games and they've had loads of options and opportunities to look at things they need to get better at. They've had that match fitness under their belts. And, you know, what will South Africa be like next Saturday?
When it comes to this team selection, Alan, are you considering the possibility of all-out warfare over the course of the next 3 weeks? I mean, the off-field tension is starting to simmer just a little bit between Gatland and Razzy Erasmus at this point. Surely that spills onto the pitch in some shape or form this weekend.
Yeah, there'll be niggling this, there's no doubt about it. I think South Africa don't want to regress from where they were in you know, World Cup winners. There's a swagger about them. There's a presence about their players. And they certainly want to impose themselves. And Razzy has probably been well prepared for Warren Gatland, and given his history of making, you know, comments and trying to stir the pot a little bit before matches, he's always done with Ireland. He had a bit of a rough time in New Zealand a few years ago where the New Zealand media were, you know, giving him a hard time. And I think, I suppose Razzy Erasmus reacted to the Faf de Klerk tackle and Warren Gatland saying it should have been a red, and he was disappointed with that. I didn't think it was a red. I thought it was a bit reckless. Yellow card was the right call. And so I think we'll see a few sparks flying. There's no doubt about it. And I think given everything that's gone on and the uncertainty of the tour and no crowds, now that we're at the business end of it, this can pass them by very, very quickly. And Saturday, 2 weeks, it's all over. You know, it's flown by. And I think there will be a bite to this, and there'll be an aggression from both sides. And for the first time in a long time, I think I've said this to you last week or previous weeks, that it's the most uncertain Lions selection that we've probably ever had. Normally before Lions tours, you can pick 10, 12 guys that are nailed on starters. There's a debate about three or four positions, but right across the board, you could make so many cases for so many players. And the concern is the leadership thing. And that's why I think it'll swing in Conor Murray's favour. Maybe I'm wrong. He might go for Price and just play with loads of tempo and loads of width in their game. I do feel they're holding something back the Lions, you know, set plays, strike moves, things like that. You know, and if they want real pace off the breakdown and someone bouncing around the place, it'll be Ali Price or Gareth Davies. But I think the kicking game is going to be really, really vital, not just in the Lions' receipt of South Africa's kicking game, but they're going to have to kick well themselves, because, you know, you mess around your own half against a strong physical side who can knock you back over the gain line, you'll have issues. So the kicking part of that is going to be really, really, really important for the Lions.
For whatever reason, the Lions are still the favourites with the bookmakers to win the Test Series. I think that the South Africans should be favourites, given that the quality of the performance that the A team put in was excellent, and you're going to add in another layer of world-class players to that group, and they are the reigning World Cup champions. And I know they haven't played that much rugby collectively, but most of their players have been playing at a very, very high level in Europe over the last while. I would make them favourites just on the basis that this Lions tour has not given the Lions as much opportunity to do the normal things that you would do on a tour because of COVID, and therefore they have more to make up than South Africa.
Yeah, of the six games, Ger, I think they've been exposed a fair few times against average teams. And the South Africa A game the other night was a real wake-up call from. Now, I know myself as a player, you can take a lot out of a game like that. They could have scored two tries. They probably, could have won it in the second half, but lots of issues there for them. And I think the reason the Lions are favourites is because of the amount of matches they've played and no crowds in South Africa, no hostility there around, going in and out of the stadium. It can be a very hostile place. South Africa's COVID cases, their lack of game time. As a team, I think you make a very relevant point that all their top players have played throughout the season, and big game players, I think they'll probably have kept themselves individually in shape. They might lack a bit of, be a little bit rusty, but I think the A players last week, most of them were probably going to be involved in the test match. I think it's, Malherbe, Pollard, Bambanami, guys like this are going to come back into it. Kalise, De Jager, R.G. Snyman, will he be involved? And Vermeulen, who's an incredible player. So they're bringing back a lot of might into their 23. But they've got to jam a lot of stuff in this week. I think Jack Nienenbar said that, most of these players know the systems, they know the plays, they know the environment, and that'll probably help them. But I think I have a feeling South Africa are in a stronger position, and I agree with you. But I do think the Lions will be a lot better. You're damned if you do and damned if you don't the last few weeks with the opposition they've played. I think they've got to take their performance up to another level to have any chance on Saturday. And the first test is crucial, as they all are on the tour, okay, on Lions tours.
Yeah, I mean, the point you make, it could all be over actually on Saturday week if the Lions lose or if the Lions win their first two tests. Those third tests have given us some drama in history, and we're really looking forward to it. Alan, good stuff. Thanks a million for joining us this morning. Cheers.
Cheers. Thanks, lads.